So I got a crazy text message from a kid. I fucking forgot his name because I'm not looking at my phone right now. But he's like, Polly, you gotta hit me back ASAP. So I hit him back, and he basically said he's really depressed. And oh, by the way, this is, I don't know if this is gonna be a funny rant. Just FYI, I'm feeling a little downtrodden, if that's a fucking word. Anyways, he hit me back. He hit me up. He's like, I'm really depressed, and basically said he wants to kill himself. Young kid, 21, 22, Asian kid. He worked at a food place. I don't want to mention the name. I met him because he's Asian. If you know anything about Pauly Shore, I'm obsessed with Asians. Fucking love Asians. I just think they're hilarious looking. Not like make fun of them looking, but just they're just funny looking to me, which is, I guess, a good thing. They make me happy. Maybe I should move to fucking some Asian fucking town. Anyways, he said that, his parents are kicking him out. He's down south in Southern California. His parents are kicking him out, and him and his girlfriend just broke up, and da 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 da. And I was like, yo, dude, slow the freaking down. Slow the freaking downs. So the freaking downs. I think I talked him off the ledge. I don't think he killed himself, which is, I guess, a pretty good thing. Anyways, welcome to Pauly Shore's random rants. That's when I pick up my iPhone and I randomly rant inside a fucking, inside my 2x4, as you can tell by my thingamajiggage. I don't want to mention his name or anything or the place that he worked. But that being said, my message to everyone out there that is depressed, because I get depressed as well. Sometimes life just is a big weight, and then all and you just can't kind of like get beyond I don't know, all the stuff, that kind of comes at us. Whether it's work or finances or where you're at in your career or, your relationship with your boyfriend, girlfriend, traffic, I don't know. Just, I guess there's just fucking tons of shit. Think of this. Think of that your dad came inside your mom's vagina. Okay. Thousands of semens and shit came inside of her vaginas. And one semen actually got nurtured, and that's the egg of the pussy of your mother. So, that being said, you should be really fucking happy that you're on this earth and that you even got to experience anything. What about like fucking French toast? You know what I mean? Or fucking eggs Benedict on a fucking Sunday with some fucking champagne. You know what I'm saying, you little fuckers? This is a message to myself and my message to you guys. Shift out of the fucking depression and look at what you have as opposed to what you don't have. That being said, I miss my ex-girlfriend. It's weird. How do I say this? How do we know in life if we are with the right person? Do you know if you are? Is it just a love thing? Like, no matter what? Is that what keeps us together? Because no matter what, through thick and thin, through this or through that, if you love that person, then you just stick with them? Is that what it is? I don't know, man, because I don't fucking have the answer to that shit. But me and my girlfriend have been broken up for, I'd say, probably a couple months now. And you'd think the longer that I haven't been with her, the more I would kind of, I don't want to say get over because that's not a right thing to say, but more I would kind of like accept that, it's kind of a wrap. But it's weird. The longer I'm not with her, the more I feel like I miss her. And I know you guys relate to this shit that are in relationships because I told you this wasn't going to be a funny rant. you know. But it's a fucking, it's a Tuesday. Tuesdays aren't really funny days. Excuse me, I'm having a glass of wine right now, just FYI. I'm in the fourplex. Dude, I forgot to tell you where I was. I'm in the fucking fourplex. What's a fourplex? It's four apartment units in one building, bros. Wait one sec. Anyways, I dated this girl for about, I'd say 4 years, a little over 4 years. And let's break down what I miss most about her, and then we can talk about why we broke up. And maybe you guys will relate to this. Okay, here we go. Woo! All right. So what I miss most about her is at night when we would go to sleep after we'd watch CNN or Fox News or any of that shit, we would I would turn off the TV because I'd get tired because I'm fucking 49 years old. And then I would lean over and then I would scream at her. I'd yell at her, backpack, backpack, backpack. And then she'd hop on my back like she was a little backpack. And I don't know if you guys are in relationships, if you relate to that. But there's something really kind of cool about having someone that makes you, I don't know. I think about Cinderella. Cinderella dressed in yellow. You know where she had the shoe and then she put it on the fucking, on the slipper and it just fit? Well, that's kind of how I felt with my girlfriend. Like if I had another girl sleep over at my house, I wouldn't say that and I wouldn't feel comfortable with her hugging me at night. Relationships are very hard to come by, very hard to come by. So anyway, so that's one of the things. It's you know, that. And then also I miss making her breakfast in the morning. I'm a good cook. I'm a really good cook. I'm a natural cook. I've been cooking since I've been little because my parents divorced when I was pretty young. And I was forced to cook for my mom. So I miss cooking for her. You know, it made me feel good. You know, it made me feel good to feed her in the morning and send her on her way. What else? Driving down the street and looking to my right and she's sitting in my car. Right, guys? You guys can relate to this if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You know, you're driving and then you look there and there's your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever. And that's pretty cool. What else? I'd have to say that I miss knowing that at the end of the day, she's going to be waiting for me at my place. Meaning, you know, I was going to either make dinner for her or I was going to go eat with her or, shit, my foot's cramping. One sec. Or I was going to, you know, knowing she was at my place. And she even has a key. She still has a key to my place. Which I think is the last kind of hurrah if you're going to if you're going to seriously break up. Don't you ask for the key back? I never asked for the key back. I don't think she's a psycho. I'm sure she has psycho tendencies, but excuse me at the burp, one sec. But I don't think she would come into my place in the middle of the night and kind of lean over me with a knife. Anyways. And then obviously just our friendship and, you know, whatever that may be. And now let's talk about what wasn't working. Nothing. Everything was perfect. Huh? No. I guess what wasn't working was the sex that started off. Let's start it off there. I don't know. I guess I'm a guy. You know, guys get bored. Does that make sense? Without being too disrespectful. That's why you hear so many guys cheat on their girlfriends or their wives or all that shit. Because it's not that we don't love you. We just get fucking bored. And I guess that's just being a guy, you know. And then on top of it, you know, my whole life, I've been with different women here and there. It slowed down as I got older, just because my interests have kind of slowly changed. But that being said, I got kind of bored sexually. I stopped wanting to have sex with her, and she's hot as fuck, as you can imagine. Beautiful, beautiful girl, adorable, so sweet in every way, shape, and form. But I don't know what it was. I just lost wanting to have sex with her as much. You know, now do I want to have sex with her? Absolutely. But towards the last, I don't know, 2-3 months, I was just like, you know, I just wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling wanting. I wasn't like, and it wasn't like I wasn't attracted to her. It was more like I just didn't feel like wanting to have sex. And I don't know if it's because of all the personal shit that I've been going through with my mom and my family and my career and different traveling. And I was just kind of tired or exhausted or depressed. Not really sure. But whatever the reason was, is in a relationship, it's a give and take. You got to give and take. And I just felt like I just wasn't giving. So part of me was like, I got to let her go, you know, and have her be with someone that actually can take care of her. Because I just felt like I wasn't. I just felt like I wasn't being, you know, there for her as much. So I was kind of taking in bed, not really doing that. And then, you know, I always ask her to massage me. I just became very selfish. That's the word. I just became very selfish. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, I don't want to say I took her for granted. That wasn't it. But I just became kind of selfish, you know, in the relationship. And you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. It's got to be a give and take thing. So that was one of the problems, the sex stuff. And then what other stuff? Her insecurity with me, you know, her always questioning me made me uncomfortable. And I wasn't really doing anything. I really wasn't. You know, I would constantly talk to people, whether it was girls, whether it was social media, or girls would hit me on social media, and I was constantly engaged in conversations with other girls, but wasn't doing anything with them. I'd just be friends with them, but these chicks were hot, so, and my girl was hot, and for some reason, when you're a really hot fucking chick, you're super insecure. It's kind of weird. Chicks that are really, really hot, that's kind of like why a lot of girls do, like, breast implants and tummy tucks and lipos and Botox and, you know, chin implants and ass fucking turtles or whatever the fuck they do. But they do this stuff to try to out kind of number the other chick. So that was uncomfortable. And I also felt uncomfortable when we went out. She didn't make me feel comfortable. You know, I didn't feel like myself. Because every time we went out, girls would always look at me and always want to talk to me and always want to say hi. And I would always want to say hi to them. And there was just like a very weird kind of energy. I didn't feel like myself when we went out. So we wound up not going out a lot based off of the fact that, I don't know, excuse me, based off of the fact that I felt kind of uncomfortable, you know, when we went out. And then what else? I don't know. It's kind of like when you're in a relationship, you know, for a while, you know, 4 years, you have to shit or get off the pot, meaning you got to really commit or don't, you know what I mean? And I was always kind of like, oh, and that's not right. You know what I mean? It's like bungee jumping. You either fucking jump off or you don't. And I don't know why, you know, why I felt that way. You know, I don't know if it's because I'm so fucked up, you know, in my childhood and the way I was raised and my family and da da da. You know, I don't know if it's because of my past relationships. I don't know what it was. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that it's weird, you know. The little things that we love about our spouses are very special. Having a relationship with the girl, excuse me, or a guy is very, what's the word? It's like a needle in a haystack. They just don't come around all the time. And I'm definitely not interested in finding another girlfriend right now. So that's kind of where I'm at right now emotionally and kind of where I'm at. Hold on. I'm going to have a little more sip of wine right now. Don't feel sorry for me though or anything like that. This kind of started with life, you know, how things just kind of get heavy, you know, get a little heavy. I also got a call from my agent today who basically said that some of the agents there can't support me as an actor. They'll support me with all my production stuff, with my documentaries, with all the different producing stuff I'm doing, directing and videos and all the projects I've gone. But as an actor getting auditions and kind of reading for stuff, they can't support me. But, you know, in their defense, the agency is a massive agency. And I mean, they're a big agency and they represent major, major actors who are, I wouldn't say more talented than me, but I'd have to say that their stock is higher than my stock. You know, it brings me back. I mean, the thing is in life, you know, like a bad thing's a good thing. That's kind of how I look at it. Like, you know, I'm 49. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, they don't want to represent me as an actor. Like, you know, I don't want them to represent me as an actor if they can't get me the stuff or get me out there. So I need to get with an agent that can actually support Pauly Shore as an actor. And, you know, it's so weird because, you know, if you look at Netflix and you look at all my fucking movies and all my shit, like, I'm an actor. Like, the comedy and the personality and the bullshit, like, that's all, like, fluff. You know, people know me from my movie as a fucking actor. And that's what's so fucking frustrating, you know? And, you know, again, you know, a bad thing is a good thing. So, you know, I'll just turn it into something positive. You know what I'm saying? I do my own stuff, you know, which is fine and dandy. But doing your own stuff gets fucking tiring. It really does. It gets fucking tiring. Producing, directing, writing, financing, putting out stuff. I mean, I don't stop doing that. You know, the thing that I miss about my films is that I would just fucking show up and just act and leave. And there's something awesome about that. And I miss that. I miss doing that because it got taken away from me based off of whatever it is that I did in my career. You know what I'm saying? That shit, I'm putting my window up right now. So I'd have to say I'm probably like 99.9% of the people in Hollywood frustrated with my career and my acting situation. I miss acting. I really do. I miss acting. And I will act again, and I will do more stuff again. You know, raising money and putting out your own shit. Like, I'm not going to not do that. Trust me, I'm not going to not do that. And you guys are going to not see me in shit. I'm going to do that. And it's going to come out. And it's going to be awesome. And every couple years, I have a different project come out. But I really miss Polly. Your call time is 6:30 in the morning. And get in the makeup. And here's your wardrobe. And da-da-da-da-da. And all that shit. So, but that being said, so the good news is now I have the opportunity to find an agent out there that wants to represent me just as an actor. So, you know, someone that is kind of mid-level that can get me, you know, the third or fourth lead on a show, and, you know, and kind of like go and fucking, you know, steal scenes like, you know, I do and you've seen me do in the past and my the stuff I do. So that is that. Other than that, what else is fucking going on? How are you guys doing? Enough about my retarded shit. How about you? How are you guys doing on a Tuesday? This is Pauly Shore Random Rants. Been getting a lot of emails from people as well. I'm too tired to read the emails, but I love you guys for sending them. And I guess that's about it. I think this was a good one. I think it's probably about 15, 20, 30 minutes. I don't know. I guess my message to you guys tonight is, be strong, right? Be strong and be happy that you're mom didn't abort you, and be happy that all the cum that came out of your dad's penis, that one little fucking sliver of a semen actually got in your mom's vagina and got, what is it, pollinated or some shit? Is that what happens? All right, so if you want to hit me up at Pauly Shore Rant, or no, wait, polyrants@gmail.com, polyrants@gmail.com. I'll be at the Ice House this week in Pasadena, and then I'll be in San Jose. I'm going to Miami as well just to get the fuck out of Los Angeles, sit on the beach, and maybe try to get a little bit of sun. I don't know how it'll be down there, but that's kind of where I'm at. You guys have a great night. Thank you for listening to my rants. I know I got an email from some dude in England. I guess my rants are out there in England right now. But this is it. I'm not really sure what number that is, what number rant it is. But I love you guys. And this is Pauly Shore signing off from the Fourplex. And we'll see you guys later. Bye.